Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifest Podcast. If you happen to be new around here, welcome in, because there are over 300 episodes that I've recorded over the last 6 years. And you can go on quite the journey throughout all of the different pieces of wisdom and inspiration and different interviews that I've done over the years as well. So welcome in if you're new. If you're not, welcome back, because today's episode is going to be something that I know that you're going to want to lean in with curiosity. This is all about the magic outside of your comfort zone, specifically what happens energetically on a metaphysical level, how the universe tends to respond to the bravery, to the energetics of when you take that inspired action that feels super scary. What happens on the other side of that? Today, we're going to dive into answering that question. You may want a cup of tea, a piece of paper, and a pen. This one is going to be good. So wherever you are in the world right now, I just want you to imagine that you are surrounded in the energy of support right now. So many of you message me on a regular basis saying, hey, Sarah, I'm struggling with XYZ, you know, whether it's relationship issues or financial issues or lack of motivation. And I just want you to know that you're not alone. So before I dive into the energetic mechanics of what happens when you leap outside of your comfort zone, I just want to remind you that not only is this podcast and, you know, our time together a really safe space, I want you to remember that you are always divinely supported and divinely guided, because there is so much fast food spiritual BS and garbage out there online. And it really is so important to peel it back to basics and to remember what is important, what is going to nourish you and nurture you on your journey. And so if you haven't heard that from anybody in a while, I want you to hear it from me. You are supported. You are divinely guided. You are divinely protected. Because when it comes to growth, specifically conscious growth, you actually do have to place yourself in a zone of discomfort to actually start to begin to see results. And one of the most practical ways of illustrating this is if you have ever gone to a gym and you have held the intention that you want to build muscle mass. You cannot build that muscle without first breaking down the layers of tissue to then build that muscle back up. So it's like an energetic illustration of the breakdown before the breakthrough. And that's perfectly normal. And you may be on that precipice of knowing that you have to venture outside of your comfort zone, but you're just not sure where to start. So when I wrote this article, this is actually a Substack article that I felt really intuitively guided to just write, and I'll get to that in a moment. It got me thinking about the patterns that I've seen in my own life and in the patterns that I've seen in my clients, in my various masterminds and programs that I've hosted over the last decade, where I have seen people be scared to not know how to proceed with the next right inspired step of action to take. And so I just want to remind you that there is no right or wrong, good or bad. There's just the awareness that we are on this beautifully, divinely crafted journey. And so when I wrote this article for my latest Substack newsletter, I was jotting down these notes in my phone. And so this is really the highlight of that, plus some additional notes that I want to share with you guys here on the podcast. So I was sitting in the car in Main Street, Sag Harbor, New York, which is where we're living right now, where we split most, you know, a percentage of our time per year. This is the fourth year in a row that we've been in the Hamptons. And it was cold. And so my husband, my amazing husband, ran into a cafe to pick me up a hot chai latte, and he took both of the girls with him. And so I had this experience of sitting in the car and people watching, which I love to do. I love to do that. And we have butt warmers in our car, seat warmers. So it was like, I was not wanting to venture out of that comfort zone. But I was really impressed by the people that were, because it was a really cold day. It was maybe 22 degrees outside Fahrenheit. For my Celsius friends out there, that's minus 8-ish. So it's below freezing. Puddles of water were frozen. You know, when we got in the car, the bottles of water that we kept in the car were like these big ice blocks. it was freezing, but it was still exquisitely beautiful. And so I was observing these people walking down the street, clearly uncomfortable in the cold, by the way. There were people that weren't even wearing hats or gloves or that kind of thing. And yet there were smiles on people's faces. They were going from shop to shop, engaging in conversations and, you know, being with their friends and chatting, catching up, that kind of thing. And they were acclimatized to the temperature. It wasn't stopping them. So very, very small comparison to the bigger theme that I'm just about to introduce is that on the other side of venturing out of their comfort zone, which is staying warm in the car, which was what I was doing, was that they were actively engaged in their lives, you know, not letting the weather or their external environment dictate their internal environment. And that's what really sparked this idea of the magic that happens outside of your comfort zone. Now, I've written about this extensively. I've recorded podcast episodes, if you want to look back on those as well. I wrote about it in my latest book, Be the Love. But there's something about regularly checking in on this concept that helps to really anchor it in a new way, because you can hear something once and it doesn't really cement itself into your consciousness until you're ready. So if you're hearing this message right now, undoubtedly, there is a reason behind it. It's perfectly synchronistically aligned to perhaps something that you should consider right now. So this got me thinking about how we often resist stepping outside of our comfort zones. And sometimes this is something that I really want you to hear, is that sometimes leaping without that safety net can be super scary. The New Thought writer, who I talk about all the time on this show, Florence Scovel Shinn, who wrote The Game of Life and How to Play It, she speaks extensively about active faith. That means, you know, buying the dress before the occasion shows up, or buying the coffee mug before the soulmate shows up, which is something that I know my students and my clients often repeat back to me, which is really cool, that, you know, simply by practicing active faith, you open up that field of infinite potential, and then the universe, through the law of vacuum, will fill that space. So that's what happens when you venture outside of your comfort zone. You're really leaving behind the essence of safety to put on your adventurer's outfit and dive into the realms of infinite possibilities. So here are some ways that I've seen this happen in my own life over the years. What have I got here on the Substack article? I'm gonna read the ones that I've listed on the Substack article, plus a few little bonus pieces that come in intuitively as a transmission right now. So the way that I've seen this kind of jumping without a net or any proof that anything's gonna happen is when I left the 10-year toxic marriage behind me, and I had two suitcases, two children, and over $30,000 worth of debt. So I was married for 10 years. I mean, we had a household full of stuff and furniture, linens, pots, pans, all that kind of stuff. And I just left it. I didn't go after any money in the divorce. There was no money. but I didn't even go after the things. I just kind of left my life. And, you know, subsequently another woman came in to replace that kind of role. And, you know, that's a story for a different day. But I didn't take the things that I needed. So I had to start from scratch. So when I left with nothing. But 5 years later, I had my first $1 million year. Now, I've spoken about this so much that I lived on welfare. I was a single mother living on less than $10 a day. But only 5 years later, from that decision to step out of my comfort zone, I had $1 million year, seven figures, US dollars. Now, I want you to remember that where you are now and where you are 5 years from now is going to be radically different, and the universe will reward your bravery for stepping outside of your comfort zone. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to pack up all your things and leave your worldly possessions and leave your current situation, unless it's dangerous or toxic, by the way. So definitely seek the appropriate advice there. And I don't take that lightly. I really want to emphasize that right now, that, you know, to leap without that level of a safety net is sometimes irresponsible. But if it is, you know, it comes down to that, the idea that you're not going to be safe, or, you know, the the outcome of staying is, you know, the pros and the cons have been weighed up and the cons are way more than the pros, then leap. By all means, leap and then see what happens. But it is that energetic buildup around that with your vibration, with your frequency, that actually determines the outcome. And so that's how the universe responded. And so another way to illustrate this is when we moved from Australia to America in 2015, and we came to America with three children. I had my daughter Lulu, who was 6 months old at the time, and we had three dogs. We still have three dogs and a few boxes and a large screen TV. And I said to Sean last night, why did we bring the TV from Australia to America? I don't think we even have that TV now, but you know, that was quite a big piece of luggage to lug across the globe. So we really, you know, we didn't have a place to live. We lived in a hotel for 2 weeks while we looked for a place to rent. And it was really, again, practicing that active faith. But rewind a little bit before that, we hadn't even had our visas approved yet for the green cards for me and for Thomas and Olivia. Lulu had a consulate birth abroad certificate, so she was already an American. And so, you know, we didn't have any evidence of that, and yet we created garage sale signs. We hosted a garage sale. I don't know. Sometimes it gets confusing these days being in America nearly 10 years. So we sold all of our stuff before having any physical evidence that the visa would get approved. And yet that, I do not recommend that, by the way. That is like, I feel like I took that leap of faith because I was wanting that favorable outcome. I was throwing caution to the wind and saying, this is going to happen and the universe needs to know that I'm serious. And so often I see the pattern with my clients, with my students, that they do take that leap of active faith and the universe rewards them. With that being said, really weigh up the cost, right? And then, so that was 2015, not knowing how our time in America would unfold. But by the time 2018 rolled around, I manifested a New York literary agent and then $250,000 book deal. So our business was just starting to take off. Actually, I'm going to be releasing, I believe it's this Wednesday for my paid subscribers on the Substack, how I manifested $1 million from selling a $9 PDF. So if you are not subscribed to my Substack, go to sarahprout.substack.com. That's where I'm going to be sharing that incredible content this week. I'm really excited to share that article. But I mean, my life radically transformed in direct proportion to the amount of active faith that I was willing to experience and to put my hand up to go, okay, I'll jump. I don't know whether there's a net, but I'll take the jump. Another example of this just off the top of my head is when I recently postponed a webinar, despite I think it was like close to 1,000 people signing up, because the timing didn't feel in alignment. I could have pushed ahead and said, yes, Sarah, I'm going to deliver the message of the hidden element, which is incredible, by the way. But I had to postpone it because it didn't feel like the right timing. So often when we don't listen to our intuition when it comes to taking those leaps of active faith, we're not truly embodying the essence of intuitive faculty. So for me, canceling that event, or at least postponing it, was definitely outside of my comfort zone because the old people pleaser tendencies came up of, oh, what if I disappoint people? But it is postponed. It is a delay, not a denial, right? So the perfect time will appear. And so I'm waiting right now. This is like me showing my work in active real time to show you what I'm waiting to see, what's on the other side of this one. And then, oh, this one's a good one. When I said yes to learning the art of public speaking, despite always feeling too shy or nervous to speak in public. And this one was one of the most terrifying leaps of faith that I've made, by the way. But when my Goldcast video was released in 2019, early 2020, I don't know, the years are all blending together now, and 80 million people combined over the years now have seen that video, it really helped me to build my confidence. So what was on the other side of taking that leap in terms of investing in a skill that has now, you know, developed there are so many different opportunities that I can attract into my reality through putting my hand up to say I'm an inspirational speaker. That really changed the game for me. But I had to be willing to get out of my own way and get over myself. Because, and I've mentioned this in other podcasts before, that there was this phrase that my friend Martha said on one of her Facebook Lives, and she quoted who said it, and I can't remember who it was, but I love this phrase so much. If you argue for your limitations, then you get to keep them. And so I could have argued for so many years of, I'm not a public speaker. I don't want to do this. I want to hide. And yet, you know, millions of people have listened to this podcast. This isn't, this is something that I have to show up. This is part of my work. I need to use my voice. And so this is the way that the wisdom is transmitted. And if I block that way of transmission, and it doesn't matter whether you've got millions of people listening to you, or if you've just got one person listening to you, whether it's a child that you're raising, you have a duty of care to use your voice with integrity, with honor, with creativity, and with the wisdom that you have that you are meant to impart. This is the whole reason of being alive, so that you can gather that wisdom and then help to inspire other people so that we're all on this journey together. And so when we look at the way that the universe responds to our braveness or our bravery, I just combined two words there, bravery and willingness for braveness, but that works. The universe responds to our bravery and our willingness to push ourselves. So when we're willing to really do that work and step outside of our comfort zone, then magic can happen. Recently, and I haven't really spoken a lot about this publicly, that I've been doing a lot of inner work on boundaries. And as Dr. Phil says, people treat you how you let them. And so I've been writing about it. I've been journaling about boundaries, and I've been adhering to my own internal boundaries. And as I said, as like an ex people pleaser, not like an ex people pleaser, an actual ex people pleaser that still deals with remnants and fragments of that programming system, even today, it's so important for me to re-examine those boundaries, because if I don't examine the boundaries, then I cannot reinforce them. And so look at what you're willing to do and how you're willing to extend your own boundaries or rewrite your own rules so that the universe can then step forward with a different frequency of data. Now, the data, or data, however you say it, is a manifestation in and of itself. So you've heard me say before that I believe that the universe, God, superconsciousness, source energy is this giant field of potential. Super consciousness. And so every thought, feeling, and action that you offer towards that field of infinite potential is then reflected back to you. And so what I've seen with my students, with my clients, is that if they offer the same pitch of frequency time and time again, the same thing, it's like eating the same meal every day, you're going to get the same results in your body, which is cool, right? But if you mix up the frequency that you offer to the field of infinite potential, guess what happens? You get a different result in terms of the manifestation, which is why it is so important to up-level your mindset, to sharpen your communication skills so that you understand that every single word you speak, every single action you take and thought that you think is constructing the fabric of your reality. But when you educate yourself, or you learn something new, or you surround yourself with new people, guess what happens? The universe then delivers new energy, new codes of alignment, of abundance, of prosperity, of creativity into your reality. But you have to be willing, you guessed it, to venture outside of your comfort zone. And this is where the magic resides. You may have seen that diagram that's floating around the internet. I've even shared it so many times myself, and I didn't in the Substack article, but I should probably add it retroactively, that this is where you are, like on one of those maps at a mall or a shopping center, you know, when you find them and it's like, where am I right now? I need to find this store. I'm like that. I love Anthropology, the store Anthropology. So if I'm in a mall, I look for Anthropology and it's like, you are here. And then you have to look at the map, but it shows you where you are. And so when you know that right now you are in your comfort zone, you have to venture out of that comfort zone to get to where you want to get to. You cannot stay protected in your bubble for decades because the time passes super quickly. You blink and there's a decade gone. Like I was, Sean and I were driving back to Main Street, Sag Harbor again this morning to get another cup of coffee. It's really cold. All the puddles and things like that are frozen right now, but it's beautiful. Like I mentioned at the top of this episode. And we were talking about Melbourne, Australia, because our daughter Olivia, she's in Melbourne right now, and she went yesterday to the National Gallery, the National Art Gallery, which is in Melbourne. I love that place. And I was saying to Sean, hey, do you remember going there? And he's, you know, how do I put this without making it sound like he can't really remember, but it was 10 years ago. So he's trying to figure out the placement of where this gallery was in his mind. And we realized 10 years ago, and it can go by so quickly. And so the more you realize that this simulation that we're in, there's a lot of people out there that believe that this is some kind of a simulation where we are energetic beings having a physical experience, which is what I believe, or you can wrap a spiritual awareness around that, however it serves you. I wrap the spiritual awareness pretty much around most things. And I want you to remember, though, that this life experience isn't a dress rehearsal. If you wait, what's that phrase? Time, and he who hesitates is lost. There's one. Time waits for no man. It's all the he, and how about we just shift that? Like, she who hesitates is lost. Time waits for no woman. And so bend that time, accelerate that time. Don't place the limitations on yourself by thinking, well, you know, I'm too old, or my time is over, or that's never going to happen for me, or I can never build a business because I'm, you know, 44 years old and, you know, that ship has sailed. It hasn't. And I want to remind you of that, that again, these are the clever ways that your comfort zone will keep you stuck. So let's talk about that now. And I didn't add this to the article, but I think that this just in. The level of resistance that you can experience whenever you are on the precipice of change or making powerful transformation is that you will hear the voices saying, you can't do this. You're not enough. It's not going to happen. I can't be bothered. And the energy will dip out for a bit. And if you can see beyond that and see through it, kind of like one of those magic eye pictures from the 90s where you'd stare at like this pixelated image and all of a sudden this three-dimensional horse jump out. You need to do that with the field of infinite potential that ahead of you, you may see the limitations, but then once you look through it, guess what happens? You actually create some magic. And so just remember that this awareness can open doors for you that you never knew existed, and it can lead you to experiences that you never thought were possible. So the truth here is that magic happens when we are willing to do the work, see the energetic playing field, and embrace the discomfort to get out of our own way, to look at those blind spots, those pockets of limitation, and to proceed anyway, because you hold a vision and you hold a dream for how you would like this life experience to unfold. So I will leave you with that for today. Thank you so much for being here with me for this episode of the Manifest Podcast. It's always, like I said, and I start the episode with so much gratitude for this community that, you know, we are so blessed to all be able to share this time-space continuum together, and we can all support each other on this journey. There is a Facebook group called Manifest with Sarah Prout where there's a lot of law of attraction inspiration that goes into that group. I'm going to link this one up, and if that interests you, you can join it. If not, you know, that's fine. I'll still be here every week for you to download this podcast. All right. I'm sending you so much love. Thanks again for being here. And until next time, happy manifesting.